He continually tried to comfort her despite her persistence, but was only able to respond, "Wait just a bit longer, and all of this will soon pass." In response, she criticized him, saying, "Are you going to say the same thing again? It's been a long time, and things haven't gotten any better." Notice her cunning. She doesn't mention the loss of the oxen, sheep, or camels, as she knows he isn't overly concerned about these. Instead, she brings up the most sensitive topic, their children. She noticed the way he grieved their death, tearing his clothes and shaving his head. Instead of saying, "Your children are dead," she said with much pathos, "your legacy has disappeared from the earth, the reason why your children were so precious. After all, even with knowledge of resurrection, children are still desired as they continue the memory of those who have died." This makes her curse all the more bitter. The one who cursed didn't say, "May his children be completely erased," but rather, "his memory from the earth." "Your sons and your daughters?" Cleverly, after insisting on the legacy, she mentioned both genders. "But if you," she said, "don't care about these, at least think about what's mine. The pains of childbirth and the labor I went through in vain with grief." What she means is this: I, who suffered the most, am wronged because of you, and having experienced the labor, I'm denied the reward.